Fridays are when we talk about business news with Sonia Sorich, digital editor at the Sacramento Business Journal. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
The Delta Shores project in South Sacramento took another step forward this week with the opening of Dick's Sporting Goods. What's next for this project?
Yes, so of course we're talking about that massive project that's located near the new Delta Shores Parkway interchange with Interstate 5. So Dick's Sporting Goods and In-N-Out are already open, and most of the other leased businesses should open in September and October. The first phase of development will have about 75 stores, and that phase is actually 90% pre-leased.
What other kind of businesses have signed on for this center?
Well, if you look at the tenant lineup, you'll see some of the hottest sectors of retail right now. We're talking, of course, about quick service food options. You'll see many of those, such as Chick-fil-A, Habit Burger, and Panda Express. And then there are, of course, some retail options, which range from Walmart to PetSmart to Daiso, a Japanese discount store. And then we have the service-oriented businesses. Those include European Wax Studio and Amazing Lash Studio, which offers eyelash extensions. And then there's the movie theater, which is expected to open in January. This is actually the first of two phases of retail development at Delta Shores. Based on tenant interest, a second phase could get underway next year.
And this project is not only about retail, there's a residential component too, right?
Yes, Delta Shores is expected to include thousands of new homes. Lots are being marketed for sale now, and the homes in the project could start going vertical in about a year's time.
Well, let's move on to another hot retail area, Arden Arcade. A restaurant chain from Southern California is bringing Mexican sushi to a well-known spot on Arden Way.
That restaurant is Caliche Town, which apparently has a big following. Right now, its closest location is in Modesto, but that will change when this eatery opens in a former Johnny Garlic's restaurant space on Arden Way. Now, this is not your average sushi. You can expect ingredients such as carne asada and chicken. It's expected to open next spring.
I remember when Johnny Garlic's left that space in 2014. What's been happening with that site since then?
Well, the space is currently filled by a diner called Flapjack's. The new Mexican sushi business is expected to take possession of the space in February. And the owner of that diner moved to Arden Way after a fire damaged his site on El Camino Avenue. So we'll have to wait and see where that business ends up next.
And not too far away from that restaurant, an office complex on Howe Avenue is becoming a mixed-use project with retail space.
Yeah, we're talking about an aging office complex at 1420 Howe Avenue. It will become three standalone buildings that are expected to be ready by next spring. This is just one of several new retail projects that have come to the Howe Avenue area in recent years. That also includes the big How About Arden project that continues to move forward and that revamp of University Village.
So what kind of businesses will fill this most recent project?
You probably won't be surprised to hear that fast casual food should be a big draw there. Now, these restaurants are popular with consumers, but there's also another benefit. As retail changes, fast casual restaurants are often the only ones who can count on income streams that are enough to pay the rent on new construction.
You mentioned How About Arden. What's new with that?
You can expect to see several restaurant openings at that project in upcoming weeks here. Cafe Rio Mexican Grill opened this week, and Jersey Mike's Subs is scheduled to open in early September. And I'm sure that many more eateries will follow.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.